Well, Piers Fawkes is in the BBC's New York studio, and he's the publisher of the trend website PSSK. So, Piers, why should we be focusing on privacy?
Well, for the majority of us, we're a little naive about the vast amount of information that's been gathered about us. It's only when we have slip-ups like the AOL release of the search records of 650,000 users that we get a reminder about our privacy or lack of privacy.
And why was the AOL release such a big deal?
Well, you know, I'm no expert, and nor am I a computer programmer, but by looking through your search records, I can probably tell what you do for a living, what your interests are, where you shop, maybe even where you live, maybe the names of your family.
What's coming next in terms of privacy with regards to technology?
The feeling is that privacy is now dead. As soon as we began to start using the internet en masse, and as soon as we started carrying mobile phones around with us, we lost our privacy. We can now be tracked everywhere. And so a lot of people see this as an Orwellian scenario, a Big Brother type scenario, but you know, I don't concur. I think technology is going to empower us. In the same way technology has empowered us in, say, music or information, technology is going to empower us in terms of our personal information.
Can you give us any examples of future technology that's going to be used to gather information about people?
Sure. There are radio stations. The radio stations are beginning to become personalized to our tastes. We can begin to tell radio stations that stream online what we like and what we don't like. Sites like Last FM and Pandora change their radio programming depending on our tastes. And, but we can look at other countries. We can have a look at Japan. People are already swiping their telephone, their mobile phone, to make purchases in Japan. And there's information that's held within that phone. And so the information held within that phone can identify you. It can identify the types of things you're interested in, or maybe the type of coffee you like in the morning when you go to the cafe bar on your way to work.
And how do you think people are going to respond to this redefinition of privacy?
I think there's going to be two types of people. There's going to become the paranoid, the people who are constantly shielding themselves and trying to hide from companies and from monitors. However, my feeling is that that's going to be quite futile. We're going to be constantly watched and monitored, which might not sound a good thing, but I feel that's going to be the case. And so I feel that we need to understand what's going on, we need to understand what information is being held about us, and we need to take charge, we need to take power, maybe through our blogs, or we present ourselves through carrying certain, maybe a loyalty card which identifies us and so forth, and take power.